In the Rheindorfgasse and at Schwendemarkt, there were numerous Jewish shops and small businesses.
Der Markt, der war dann sehr, wie könnte man das schildern? Sehr dynamisch dort.
The market was very dynamic. Many buyers came to this market. I had friends there, Christian and Jewish friends. We romped around there. There were also Jewish market stands. I remember a woman who sold eggs. There were people, Jews, who came from Burgenland and dealt with chickens and eggs. There was a Jewish sales lady called Mrs. Reich. She had two or three sons. Some Jewish shops were there. There was also a small shoe shop, and not far from us was a branch of Julius Meindl at the corner of Dadlergasse.
Und es gab einige jüdische Geschäfte dort. Da gab es ein kleines Schuhgeschäft und nicht weit von uns eine Filiale, Ecke Dadlergasse von Julius Meindl. In der Rheindorfgasse.
In Rheindorfgasse, for example, was a very large shoe shop named Steinfeld. Across the shoe shop was a dancing school run by Jews. Across from us was a Jewish baker. I only remember he was an anti-Semite, interestingly enough. He was called Seidel, I think.
Eine Tanzschule von Juden geführt. Dann gab es uns gegenüber einen jüdischen Bäcker, wird der geheißen. Ich weiß, erinnere mich nur, dass er war Antisemit, interessanterweise. Die Bäckerei wird er geheißen. Ich glaube, Seidel, sollte ich mich nicht täuschen.
Ja, und dann haben wir zwei Zuckergeschäfte gehabt.
We had two candy shops. My father worked together with his siblings. They had two candy stores, one in Ulweingasse and one in Neulerchenfelder Straße. And the candy shop of your father?
Konfisziert. Man hat für ein Geschäft 10 deutsche Reichsmark gegeben.
It was confiscated. 10 German Reichsmark were paid for that shop. I don't know about the other shop. It was more elegant, situated in Ulweingasse. They offered 10 Reichsmark, and then it closed. In the Kristallnacht, they raided our shop. They came with 3 trucks and cleared the whole shop and took all the gold and silver from our apartment. That was official.
Und alles Silber und Gold genommen, was in der Wohnung war. Das war sozusagen offiziell.
Ja, die sind eines schönen Tages gekommen.
They came one fine day and proclaimed to my parents that from now on this is a purely Aryan home. We had to leave from here and then dragged a furniture down, stored it somewhere and moved to the cinema in Rheindorfgasse. We got a room there with access to the kitchen to make some tea.
Ins Kino aus dort übersiedelt und dort haben wir ein Zimmer bekommen und Zutritt zur Küche, ein bisschen Tee zu machen.
Ich kann mich nicht genau erinnern an die Verordnung.
I cannot exactly recall the regulation when they gathered the Jews from the provinces and brought them to Vienna. They were all put in apartments or they came by themselves. They had no home, they had nothing. All of a sudden, there were 2 or 3 families living in each room of my grandmother's apartment. My grandmother asked, "So where should we live?" The man said, "In the servants' room, next to the kitchen." It was such a tiny little room. There was just enough space for a bed and a small cupboard. Everybody cooked in the kitchen. It was terrible. It was the beginning of the ghetto.
Da war so ein schmales, kleines Zimmer. Das war gerade für ein Platz und kleiner Schrank. Ja, die haben alle dann gekocht in der Küche. Also das war schrecklich. Das war schon der Anfang vom Ghetto.